This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
A federal judge told state lawmakers last week that two congressional districts in Texas must be redrawn ahead of the 2018 election. One of the districts touches Austin, the one currently held by Congressman Lloyd Doggett. In the past two decades, the state's congressional maps have changed a total of six times, and those changes have often been felt here in Austin. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports looming changes could mean another shakeup for some voters and potential candidates here.
Eric Calistri has lived in the same house in North Austin for about two decades now. And in that time, he's had three different congressmen.
Well, a congressman went from being Doggett to being McCall. And now we're in Bill Flores' district.
Calistri says he's actually pretty plugged into what's happening. But even he has to check in before elections.
One thing I've learned is that the Travis County website, you can go in and look at your ballot beforehand. And that's something I've made a habit of. Because sometimes you think you're going to vote for somebody and you go in and all of a sudden that name's not there anywhere on your ballot.
In Austin, this is a pretty familiar story. If you live in the same place long enough here, you'll likely be drawn in and out of different congressional districts. That's because for the past two decades, at least, state lawmakers have been drawing up maps and courts have been striking them down. And that's exactly what happened last week.
And that just creates chaos and confuses voters. And that's not good. It's not good for campaigns, and it's not good for the public at large.
That's Colin Strouther, a Democratic political consultant here in Austin. He, of course, is relieved that Austin's congressional seats could be redrawn. Right now, there are six different congressional districts within Austin city limits. Five of those seats are represented by Republicans. Lawmakers drew those lines to dilute the voting power in this mostly liberal city, which is totally legal as long as the lines are based on party affiliation and not on race. In this case, the court overturned these districts' boundaries because it found they were drawn based on race. But even though this could help Democrats in the long run, he says this is likely to confuse voters who aren't paying very close attention.
From the political turnout standpoint, we like for the waters to be calm. We don't want voters to be intimidated by what's going on around them. And we want them to feel comfortable and confident in engaging in the process. And when you have goalposts constantly moving, be it voter ID or district boundaries, we don't like that because it does create chaos.
Strouther is also concerned that another impending change to the maps is bad for people who are thinking of running for public office. He says right now folks in Austin are pretty ginned up because of Donald Trump's election. He's hearing more interest among Democrats thinking of running.
From a recruitment standpoint, it's very difficult because you have to have all these qualified conversations. If this happens, if that happens, then would you be interested? And it's hard to get people to commit to an unknown.
But members of the Texas Democratic Party say they haven't been waiting to engage with voters or possible recruits. Manny Garcia, the group's deputy executive director, says Democrats are interested in engaging in the political process now, and he thinks the party shouldn't miss that opportunity.
You know, for us, we thought we simply could not wait till decisions come down and the lines get drawn. We needed to organize our communities now and respond to all of this energy that was happening out across the state and the country.
Garcia says getting voters affected by the new maps up to speed on the changes could be a heavy lift, but he says it will be worth it for Austin. He says this map shakeup could mean the city finally gets its own congressional district.
Austin will be able to have a district anchored in Travis County, a truly City of Austin district. And Austin voters and Austin constituents will be able to come to this person and be able to handle federal issues with this person.
Of course, it's not totally clear whether the maps will end up being redrawn. The state decided not to agree to change them and instead appealed the court's order to the Supreme Court. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.